The NHL and the NBA playoffs, they're both slated to start later this month, and so far, it looks promising for both the Celtics and the Bruins. Meanwhile, on Thursday, the Pats drafted a quarterback in the first round for the first time since 1993. And the Red Sox, well, let's just say so far they are worlds better than we expected. But are they World Series contenders? And what about the other teams? Who's best poised to bring a title back to Title Town in a year where, seriously, we could use some more victories? Well, here to help us check the score is Radio Boston's Chris Sidorek. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana. It's okay. You can tell them I made you call Boston Title Town. That's fine.
Yeah, you did. It's okay. Although I don't mind it, but I want to know if we're going to have it again. So let's start with a lightning round, Chris. I'm going to run through the four major teams. You tell me, pretender or contender. In other words, do they have a real chance to win a championship? You want to do that?
This is great. I love it. It's like I'm on Around the Horn. Let's go.
All right. Let's start with the Red Sox. Go.
Ooh, that's the hardest one. I'm going to say contenders. I probably should double down on my bad preseason take that this team is going to be awful. They have legitimate questions left to answer, but you can't deny the start, right? They're in first place in their division. They started the year 9-3. I'm going to say they're contenders. Eternal optimist here.
And I promise we will come back to your bad pregame take.
So I figured we probably would.
All right, Celtics, contenders or pretenders?
Oh, this one hurts. I have to say pretenders here. I really want to say this is a team. I know. I want to say they're contenders. They have the talent to be contenders. They should be. But to quote President George W. Bush, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me. Nobody's going to fool again.
All right. I never thought we'd hear that quote again. Okay, so how about the Bruins?
Come on, it's a golden one. So the Bruins.
How about the Bruins?
The Bruins, I think, is our best shot here to see a title in Boston again soon. I'm calling them contenders.
Really?
They are really hitting their stride right now, and it's at the right time. They look dangerous. They look like a team with chemistry. I think they are going to be something to watch as we head into the postseason in just about a week.
So you would rank them most contendery?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment. Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I mean, remember, this
Pats?
Is a team. Yeah, we'll come back to them later. Pats, I would say, are pretenders. And I'm going to say that because I know Bill Belichick is better at generating bulletin board material than anyone else in the world. And I want to give them something to get fired up about and prove me wrong. So I'm going to say they're terrible. They're not going to compete. And hopefully, you know, maybe they will use that as some fuel for the fire.
All right, so there, Bill Belichick, if you're listening, Chris has thrown down.
That's right.
All right, so now that we're done with our lightning round, you got kind of a mixed bag here. You say you think our biggest contenders are the Bruins, so, you know, make your case.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. They have a good core here, and they also have momentum. I mentioned, if you look back a year ago, it feels like a decade ago, but about a year ago, this was a team that, heading into the pandemic, had the best record in the league. They looked like they were ready to, the year before, they had been in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They looked ready to defend that loss. So they have looked hungry, and they also made an acquisition at the trade deadline, which I always love. They brought in Taylor Hall to play on David Krejci's line, and it has made a big difference. David Krejci hasn't put a ton of goals in lately, but he has really stepped up on his assist game, basically making that pass right before a guy gets the goal. And he had 3 assists in the game on Saturday when the Bruins beat the Buffalo Sabres 6-2, including this fantastic pass to Craig Smith that led to Smith's 3rd goal of the game.
To Smith, the redirection, and Craig Smith has the hat trick. What a dish from Krejci. I think it's safe to say that this line has chemistry.
So I love the in-season move to bring in Taylor Hall. They didn't have to give up a ton to get him, but I think even more important than what you gave up is the fact that it shows the mindset. They're saying, we think we're close. We're going to bring in a piece that we think might help put us over the edge. And I think that is a thing that really can become contagious in the locker room and you start to buy in. So I love the way this team looks right now. I think they are going to be really fun to watch. And I've said it before, there's nothing more fun and exciting in sports than NHL playoff hockey.
Okay, so stay with this for a second. I know there's some other stuff to cover, but I saw that video clip. It was usually hockey for me is an inscrutable flurry of sticks, but even I could see that was brilliant. So now that you've said this could be fun for the non-regular hockey watcher, give them some way to tune into a couple of these games. What do they look for and how can they have some fun with this team?
So it's really interesting. We've talked about chemistry and how that plays out on the team level in basketball a lot. We haven't talked about it a ton in hockey, because in hockey, it's more about the line chemistry. So, and this is what bringing Taylor Hall in has allowed this team to do, is they're matching players up to try to bring out the best skills in each other. So basically, you elevate the play of the guys on the ice with you at the time. And I think we've seen that bringing in another offensive threat like Taylor Hall has really kind of ignited this offense. They're scoring goals. And just really, it's the speed of playoff hockey, which is so amazing. You'll see these guys flying up and down the ice nonstop, and they definitely elevate it to another level come playoff time, simply because it's unsustainable over the course of a regular season to play at the pace that they do in the playoffs. So it's just really fun to watch, but man, you're going to be on the edge of the seat the whole time. So buckle up. It's maybe slightly nauseating as well as super exciting.
Really selling it there, Chris. All right. So there is the potential ecstasy, and now you have given us the agony about the Celtics. So tell us a little bit more there.
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about chemistry. The Celtics, we've talked all year, really have not been able to find that chemistry with each other. It's been such an up and down year, and really the last few days showed that too. On Friday night, you have the team down 32 points against the Spurs, and they make an incredible comeback. Jason Tatum puts up 60 points, ties a Larry Bird franchise record for the Celtics, and they win in overtime. So you think, okay, they can ride that momentum and keep building that. But come Sunday, they drop one to the Portland Trailblazers, who admittedly are a tough team that are playing well right now. But it was really – the Celtics just looked pretty disjointed, and then kind of some trouble down the stretch with about 40 seconds left. Game's out of hand. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown collided. Here's what that sounded like.
Man, this is not a good sign. You have both of our stars on the ground. That's not what I want to see. Get the ball in. Jaylen Brown goes for the steal. Oh, man, they kicked each other.
Yeah, exactly right. And Brown is going – right to the locker room.
So that's trouble, obviously. Those are your two best players. Yeah. Brown was limping off the court. He had already had a sprained ankle going into that. And also the schedule is trouble here. Even at full strength, though, I'm not sure this team has the mental toughness. Prove me wrong. I dare you.
All right. So, I mean, the sound there told us the whole story. All right. Literally back to lightning round. 10 seconds. You said the Sox weren't going to be great, and they're looking pretty good. So what's the deal?
All right, I'm going to borrow a trademark phrase from sports writer Bill Simmons, the nobody believes in us theory. Basically, if everybody says you're terrible, that itself can be enough for a team to really rally behind and pull everyone together in the locker room and help guys play above their ability. I think that's a bit of what you're seeing here. As I said, there are still questions. We'll come back to it. I'm cautiously optimistic, so we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll keep watching it with you. That's Radio Boston's Chris Siderick helping us check the score. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Tiziana.